Did do you any good on November 5th? Or
well, of course it didn't, because, you know, the Democrats were going to elect all 21. Everybody knew that. Everybody with any sense knew that. I didn't have any sense. And I thought that if I campaigned hard, I might win. So I took my vacation, and I went out to the Ford Rouge plant and stood out there and gave my cards out to people, and, you know, some of these... union guys, the Polish and the Tennessee rednecks and the blacks coming out saying, "What are you doing here? You Republican? What are you doing here?" And I just keep smiling and handing out my cards and waiting it out. So, in any case, I ran fifth among the Republicans in the runoff, just as I had in the primary. And all of the Republicans ran behind all of the Democrats in the runoff, as you can well imagine. So that was my start. 1952, my son Tom was born. I ran for the state legislature. I met Dwight Eisenhower. Eisenhower was the inspiration, really, for me to get into politics at that time. Mm-hmm. And I met him. I shook his hand. It was one of those memorable things for a young man. But I do remember being out with my brother campaigning and putting my cards on the windshields of cars in the parking lot outside of the Masonic Temple, where they were having a big rally for Eisenhower, and he was inside making a speech, and I was listening to him on the radio in the car, and he said, "I will go to Korea."
I remember that statement and the
tremendous impact it had on me as a young man liable to the draft and perhaps to go there.
That's where he made the declaration.
That's where he made the declaration at the Masonic Temple in
that
Detroit.
That was a total content of that campaign.
Oh, yeah. And the American people believed that if Dwight Eisenhower would go to Korea, this thing was going to end. You know,
sure.
He'd find a way to do it. And it was a very dramatic and visual way for him to state his objectives. Anyway, and maybe he had nothing else in mind except that he was going to go over and see what this thing was all about. You know?
Well, you don't happen to know the political genius of that just by chance.
No, I don't know where that came from.
That was a stroke of genius.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. So, anyway, it was like reading my lips. It was one of those biggies, you know. So, anyway, went on and graduated.